I love it when they resist, John heard in his ears, just a few feet from the door, as well as the feeling of his feet again leaving the ground. Connie held a 6'2", 220-pound body over her head with ease, then throwing him across the room, where he landed with a loud thud. "Now that was just rude, baby. You left before I finished my little striptease for you. Don't you want to see what I've got up here?" she cooed, pointing to her broad and thick-looking upper body. "I know you like these," she continued, moving her hands to her ample chest, feeling and groping it all over as she did. Her eyes seductively fixed on his petrified form, a devilish smile forming on her ruby-red lips. Connie then grabbed her ever-tightening blouse around its buttons and ripped it off her body as if it were tissue paper. John again was utterly transfixed at this unreal sight before him. Her upper body was just as voluptuously shapely and hard-looking as her lower. Surprise and shock was etched across his face, which brought another smile to Connie's lips. "Oh, come now. You couldn't possibly be surprised with these babies," she taunted, flexing her steel-hard 16-inch arms, expanding her broad upper musculature to its limits. "Did you feel my hugs? How easy it was to maneuver you, to lift you, to throw you? It's all muscle, Johnny boy. Hard, sexy, female muscle."